How are you guys?
Good. It's Sarah and Rain.
Rain? Yeah. Oh, today of all days. Hey, I thought you said Maine. It's Rain. I see. Okay. Just changed my notes here. Excellent stuff. So where are you guys from?
We're from San Francisco, California.
Right. Both of you?
Yes.
From the same company?
Yes.
Excellent. So is this part of a European tour or are you just playing here in Leith?
We're doing a European tour.
Wow. So where else will it take you?
We don't know yet.
I see.
We're looking into booking dates all over Europe, as well as doing a tour in the US.
Very good. So is this like a debut, or is it, have you been already trialing this back in California?
We did a few shows back in the States. We opened in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and then did Oakland, California, and San Francisco before
right.
coming here.
And it's always good to get in your home turf because, you know, you could bring along friends and they could tell, you know, that should work, that was good, that was fabulous, and critic before you actually take it on the road. So was it good, the first shows?
Yeah, it's been great.
Good. And how's it been in Edinburgh then?
It's been really fun. We're getting, in when we did it in the States, we would load in our show and only get to play it for a weekend. So it's been amazing to just be doing the show every day and every day working on tweaking little things and just making it better and better.
Very good. And how many of a cast do you have in Twisted Tail?
It's the two of us.
Is that it? Wow. Okay, so you rely on each other.
Yes.
Yeah, right? A lot, not only for acting, but for literally risking each other's lives. We're aerialists.
Right, okay.
So we do aerial theater. So we have a full script, a full story, but also, you know, we climb on the set and twist and turn and hold each other.
And if we had to visualize the set, what would it resemble? What does it look like? What is the scape that we should see?
It's a playground.
Ah, right, okay, right. And did you have to import the props across, or did you have stuff built for you over here?
We shipped them 6,000 miles across.
Wow.
We have, it's all custom-built aerial equipment. We designed it ourselves and had a welder in San Francisco construct it. Our pieces are a chain swing set,
right.
a horizontal ladder that's hung like monkey bars,
yep.
And also an old-fashioned street lamp that is used as a Chinese pole.
See.
And so we had to make duplicate sets of equipment so that we could do shows both in the U.S. and in the U.K. or Europe because it takes so long to ship overseas and we don't have the money to air freight.
Naturally, so. Yeah. Of course, it must be a horrendous problem logistically to move the stuff.
Is.
I mean, you know, we could get cheap flights, but try getting the kit across, you know,
yeah.
that's the problem. Huh? And was there any problems with that, or has it been just all to plan?
And I actually did got held hostage in Liverpool for a few weeks.
Oh.
And they ended up charging us triple what they had originally said. There were all kinds of taxes and fees and VAT. But we got it through in the end, and it's hanging up at Leith on the Fringe just down the street right now.
Very good. So you're at the what's commonly known as the Drill Hall, but it's Out of the Blue is the name of the venue. It's in Dalmeny Street, which is just close to here. And what time of the day are you on?
4 o'clock.
Every day.
Except Mondays.
Mm-hmm. And you run until when?
The 28th.
So it's quite an intensive program then, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Does it mean you have time to see other shows?
A little bit.
Yeah.
At first, you know, we had to do a lot of extra work, just getting all of our props situated, our you know, doing production work. And now that we've been up and running for 2 weeks, there's a little bit more time in the day, and we've been trying to see as much other shows as we can.
So what's been good? I assume you've went uptown to see some of the big shows in the city as well?
Yeah.
We actually saw a show from our hometown, which was interesting. The first show we got to see was one from San Francisco.
Right.
It's called The Devil in the Deck. And like us, they're mixing two genres. They're mixing storytelling and magic, as in with
all right,
arts.
Okay.
So that's something we're really interested in. We have a mixed genre doing aerial and storytelling.
Yeah.
So it was something that was really nice to see someone else do, a different combination genre.
And seen anything else, Rain, at all?
We've been seeing some of the other shows that incorporate circus elements because that's
right.
what we do and what we're really interested in. Some of the other shows in town that do that and that are really wonderful. People should go see. Let's see, yesterday we saw Snails and Ketchup, and also Uncharted Waters.